This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when there are great opportunities to assess the three remaining presidential candidates who have any kind of chance at all of becoming the Republican nominee. They include, of course, former President Trump and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. And then also including Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Ron DeSantis did a town hall meeting on the CNN last night. Nikki Haley did one the night before. They're going to be together in a debate format tonight, and so will President Trump be together, not on a debate format, but with Martha McCallum and Bret Baier on Fox. That will be happening tonight. One of the issues that will undoubtedly arise has to do with foreign policy, and it should, because one of the tremendous problems with the current situation in Congress and with what is it? We have, I think, 11 days to go before the next deadline for a partial government shutdown. And there has been no authorization of emergency aid for Israel or emergency aid for Ukraine. And the impact of all of that is extraordinarily serious. And meanwhile, you have this movement going on in the United States, which is just appalling. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors yesterday passed a resolution calling for a, quote, sustained ceasefire in Gaza, this after a heated period of public comment. The resolution passed as amended with an 8-3 vote. In addition to calling for a ceasefire, the resolution condemns anti-Palestinian, Islamophobic, and anti-Semitic rhetoric and attacks as well as calls for humanitarian aid in the region and the release of hostages. The amendment introduced by Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin calls for the Biden administration to do the same. It further condemns Hamas's attack on October 7th and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's response, which has resulted in destruction of much of Gaza. And there's actually a tweet by I believe it's an Israeli commentator named Hillel Falls. He says Tel Aviv just voted 10-0 to have San Francisco clean up the human feces and heroin needles on their streets before thinking they have a right to preach to anyone about literally anything.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
And one of the members of the Board of Supervisors who was not wearing flowers in her hair was Hillary Ronan, and she was speaking in support of the resolution calling for a ceasefire and more. And this is what she sounded like, clip 16.
I do, however, want to recognize and commend those members of this Board of Supervisors for your bravery in calling for a ceasefire and for taking action on this issue. Because this action that we're going to take today, it's going to play a role in saving lives in a real way. And despite many people claiming that we should have no business at the local level talking about these issues or taking a stand, I believe we're going to start something here today that's going to take off across cities all over the United States. And if enough of us speak out, President Biden will have to listen. And there is no doubt in my mind that without the weapons, money, and backing of the United States, the far-right government in Israel will not be able to continue its ethnic cleansing campaign against the Palestinian people.
Okay, it's ethnic cleansing campaign. There is no ethnic cleansing campaign going on. And during the time period that Israel actually did control Gaza, which was the years 1967 to 2005, during those years, the population in Gaza grew by 400%. They were years of growing prosperity and growing population. The one thing is, you can't say there's ethnic cleansing when your population goes up in that regard. This was another clip of San Francisco, quote, activists rushing forward. And the idea that she says it's courageous for the San Francisco supervisors to vote in support of Hamas. Right now, this is a thing among the extreme left. It is one of the reasons that, frankly, where you want to admire some courage, it's President Biden at the moment standing up to some of the extraordinarily unbalanced and dangerous people in his own party who sound like this. Okay, what does a free Palestine mean? What it means is the destruction of the state of Israel. And when they use the slogan, from the river to the sea, all of Palestine will be free, what they mean is there is no longer the Jewish state that was authorized initially by a United Nations vote in 1947, and then has been fought for and to defend in years since then. Yesterday, Denver proposed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. And again, Israel has offered a ceasefire of at least 2 weeks if the hostages are released. And then further negotiations can proceed. Secretary Blinken of the United States has been in Israel speaking to the foreign minister, Yisrael Katz, and speaking to him about working with Saudi Arabia and other Arab states to try to have some kind of interim government in Gaza that would at least have some guarantees against another October 7th. Because Hamas not only refuses to release any further hostages in return for a ceasefire or return for everything, they have pledged to do more October 7th attacks. Denver City Council members are proposing a resolution calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. It's the first time Denver's legislative body, which is made up entirely of Democrats, naturally, has formally weighed in on the international conflict. The resolution condemns the October 7th Hamas terror attack while calling the situation in Gaza a dire humanitarian crisis. It also calls on President Biden and congressional members who represent Colorado to demand an immediate ceasefire as well as release of all hostages taken in Israel and of arbitrarily detained Palestinian prisoners, among other requests. The idea of arbitrarily retained, again, it is not comparable to the idea of grabbing people from their homes and holding them prisoner now for 3 months. The Minneapolis City Council also referred a similar resolution until its next meeting of the Committee on the Whole. And so what's next in demonstrations to block traffic in New York? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Midnight Show.
Michael, you rock.
Mike, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Very, very sharp guy.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is this tremendous tendency of local governments all across the country, actually mostly in the West Coast and some of the East Coast cities, the tendency to try to get involved in foreign policy regarding demands for an immediate ceasefire. And by the way, the idea of a ceasefire is fine and happened before when it was combined with the release of hostages. And the defense minister in Israel, the foreign minister in Israel, Yisrael Katz, and the defense minister, Yoav Gallant, have made it very clear to the whole world that they have no objection to a ceasefire as part of a hostage release. There's tremendous pressure, as there should be, on the Israeli government to do something to get the remaining more than 100 hostages home. And it's extraordinary when you hear some of the stories of the suffering that these families have gone through. And meanwhile, the idea is, why should it be that the city councils and towns throughout the Bay Area, Oakland and Richmond and San Francisco, the only local council that turned down, rejected a ceasefire resolution was in Santa Cruz. And Santa Cruz is a very liberal city. It's a city with a University of California campus, really kind of a hippy-dippy University of California campus, University of California, Santa Cruz. They were up until 2:15 a.m. last night debating this, and then it was rejected. And again, given the fact that most of our cities have enormous problems with crime and homelessness and graffiti and paying the bills and taxes and the economic situation, and again, for them to be involved in these anti-Israel resolutions, and they are, because if you are talking about a ceasefire without Israel having achieved its announced goal for the war, which is to make sure not that the Hamas is punished, but to make sure that Hamas can never, ever again do what was done to the Jewish people, worldwide really, because this had worldwide implications, by attacking, raping, murdering, mutilating, beheading, using unspeakable brutality against civilians, and yes, some military as well, who are targets in southern Israel. It's outrageous. And then you have this story from New York, where pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked off entrances to the Holland Tunnel and the Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Williamsburg bridges, disrupting rush hour traffic in Manhattan as they protested Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip. Protesters gathered at the Holland Tunnel around 9:30 a.m., held aloft a huge Palestinian flag and banners that read, "Lift the siege on Gaza, end the occupation." The occupation, any occupation of Gaza, at the presence of even a single Israeli, not one, no soldier, no police officer, no law enforcement, no settlers, nothing. Gaza was a perfectly pure, Jew-free paradise for people who talk about ending the occupation. There was no occupation, not since 2005, when in a very controversial move, particularly in retrospect, the Prime Minister of Israel, Arik Sharon, ordered the evacuation of Jewish farmers and, yes, Jewish military resources from Gaza. And they haven't been back. The only thing that's happened is when rockets are launched and attack Israel and kill Israelis, Israel has responded with air attacks of its own to try to take out some of the Hamas ability to do that kind of brutality. The protesters gathered and they said, end the occupation. Nearby, a group of demonstrators in fluorescent vests and masks linked arms and redirected cars away from the outbound traffic. Shortly thereafter, they were arrested, with some chanting Free Palestine as they sat on the ground with their hands tied. Similar scenes unfolded simultaneously at the three bridges, with traffic resuming, if slowly, by 11 a.m. A total of 325 protesters were arrested at all four sites, the police said. They had gathered at City Hall Park early Monday before dispersing in smaller groups and traveling to the bridges and the tunnel. I mean, imagine if you're trying to get into New York for something that's important to you. It could be a doctor's appointment. It could be anything. And these idiots are blocking your ability to live your life. Mon Mohapatra, 30, one of the demonstrators at the Brooklyn Bridge, said the organizers represented various groups, including the Palestinian Youth Movement, Al-Auda, the Palestinian Right to Return Coalition, and the Democratic Socialists of America, naturally. We are trying to show how it feels to be trapped in a city you can't leave. Such protests have become an almost daily feature of life in New York City since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, killing roughly 1,200 people. Okay, what it's like to be in a city that you can't leave? The attack on Israel most recently, I don't mean physical attack, I mean the rhetorical attack on Israel most recently, has been that they're trying to do ethnic cleansing. But if you're trapped in a city that you can't leave, and the only reason they are trapped is because there are no other of the 22 Arab-majority states anywhere in the Middle East that will accept people coming out of Gaza. Why not? Because the chances are they could be terrorists. And in fact, probably will be infected with terrorist ideas. Demonstrations in New York in recent months have snarled traffic on the roadways outside Kennedy Airport and filled the concourse at Grand Central Terminal. Protests have also materialized at the Thanksgiving Day Parade and Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Yeah, that's really the way to hit at Israel, is go disrupt people trying to enjoy the Christmas season and lighting a Christmas tree. In Gaza, people have limited mobility, no freedom of movement. They cannot leave, even if they want to. They move place to place, then those places are bombed. They wanted New Yorkers to feel the same thing. Changing minds, opening minds, and what about the U.S. position and Secretary Blinken's most recent proposals? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I just want to tell you, you're my hero.
Michael MedVed.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
News update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know what? This just makes me sick.
Well, something that actually makes me encouraged, and I do as much as possible like to feature good news on this show. U.S. destroyers shot down 24 drones and missiles fired by the Iran-backed Houthi rebels, constituting the largest attack on commercial shipping in the Red Sea since tensions escalated in October. That's the confirmation from U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, yesterday. The Department of Defense is operating a panoply of naval assets in the region as part of Operation Prosperity Guardian, a U.S.-led coalition to defend critical waterways from repeated threats by the Houthis. Three guided missile destroyers, the USS Mason, USS Gravely, and the USS Laboon, and F-A-18 Super Hornet fighter jets from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier engaged the mix of drones and missiles fired Tuesday, CENTCOM said in a statement. Why are the Houthi rebels, who are clients of Iran, trying to interfere with shipping and damage the world's economy by firing at ships in the Red Sea? Most of the ships that they tried to hit have no connection with Israel. At the very beginning, there were some not Israeli flagged ships, but ships that were involved with carrying goods either from Israel or to Israel. But most of the ships have nothing to do with Israel. This is simply against civilization. An initial assessment showed no damage or injuries to either the U.S. warships engaged in the firefight or any of the dozens of commercial vessels in the vicinity, according to CENTCOM. the U.S. intercepted 18 Iranian-made one-way attack drones, 2 anti-ship cruise missiles, and 1 anti-ship ballistic missile in a combined effort at around 9:15 p.m. local time, the statement added. CENTCOM reiterated a January 3rd warning from the U.S. and partners against the Houthis launching further attacks. The Houthis will bear the responsibility for the consequences should they continue to threaten lives. The global economy, or the free flow of commerce in the region's critical waterways, the statement said. And look, the chances of some kind of military confrontation with the Houthis. One of the things that is fascinating is we have friends. There is a very large community of people who have their ancestry in Yemen, and many of them people were born in Yemen and got out of Yemen. They had what was called in the 1950s Operation Magic Carpet. There are about 650,000 Jewish people living in Israel who are Yemenite. And Yemen is one of the, if not the, poorest nation in the entire Middle East. Certainly nearby to so many nations that have oil wealth, there really is a very, very big difference between what you get in Qatar or Saudi Arabia, or even Iran, which also has oil wealth, to what you have in Yemen. And here you have people who are hungry, who are being ravaged by war internally and investing what has turned out to be billions of dollars in these missiles and drones and attacks on United States shipping and attacks on international commerce. Oh, here is an amazing and important breaking news announcement. Chris Christie, according to several sources, told allies he plans to make a major announcement at a New Hampshire town hall. I believe that's scheduled for tonight. Is that scheduled for tonight, Jeremy? Is that correct? We will mark Halperin scoops that Chris Christie is expected to exit the GOP race tonight at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That would be while we are still on the air with you. Not looking like he'll be endorsing yet. But it does seem to me highly likely that Chris Christie will endorse Nikki Haley. Because there has been bad feeling between Chris Christie and DeSantis, and he has really stood out in this campaign as the most determined opponent of President Trump. And I believe that what this means is that will be a big boost for Nikki Haley, because in New Hampshire, that's the only place where Chris Christie has gotten any traction. He is running third in New Hampshire. And I believe he's running ahead of Ron DeSantis. He's running right behind Nikki Haley. And getting, according to an average of most recent polls, 12 or 13% of the vote in New Hampshire. And it's very, very unlikely that people who are supporting Chris Christie are going to flip over and say, oh, yeah, I loved Chris Christie and what he had to say about Trump. Now I'm going to go vote for Trump. No, they're going to look for the most viable alternative to Trump, and that increasingly, literally every day, there is very big news that Chris Christie is going to be making an announcement this evening, just a few hours from now. Will the impact have any immediate bonus for Nikki Haley in the Iowa caucuses, which are coming up 5 days from now? Well, it can't hurt. The RCP New Hampshire average right now is 43% for Trump, 29% for Haley, and 12% for Chris Christie. And what that means is that if you put her 29%, which she has, and that's not even the most recent polling, other polling shows her much closer, but if you put together the 12 percentage points with the 29 percentage points that Haley already has, that makes the race in New Hampshire 43-41. This is one of those reasons that elections matter, and I hope that people in New Hampshire, including Democrats and independent voters and moderates and conservatives, all come out and participate in this primary. It is crucial. And one of the reasons it's crucial is because it does involve the whole world. There was a statement by Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State of the United States, as he arrived in Israel. He says, "I look forward to sharing with you," speaking about the Israeli leaders, "some of what I've heard from countries around the region," he said in public remarks to Israel Katz, the foreign minister, that before the start of their meeting yesterday. "I know your own efforts over many years to build much better connectivity and integration in the Middle East. And I think there actually are real opportunities there. But we have to get through a very challenging moment." More about that very challenging moment and this very challenging direction for this greatest nation. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
And in a world that is as dangerous, as frightening as any time I've seen it in my lifetime, there is only one indispensable force for good in the world.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, we're waiting, like the rest of the world, for sometime in the next hour or so. Apparently, Chris Christie is going to make a momentous announcement about ending his campaign. And this days before the Iowa caucuses, in which he had not been competing seriously. But he was competing seriously in New Hampshire, and he had an average support level, according to all of the polls. If you average all the polls together, he's getting 13% in New Hampshire. So if those voters are turned loose, where do they go? If there's somebody out there who was supporting Chris Christie, and now you've decided, well, I can't get Chris Christie because he's dropping out of the race, I'm going for Trump. I think that's highly unlikely. It is possible that his votes will be split between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, but that appears to be the destination. There was also an endorsement today for Nikki Haley, which she welcomed very graciously. And it was from Judge Judy. That's Judge Judy Shenlin, who is obviously been a fixture on TV with the Judge Judy show for 25 years. She said, I'm proud to endorse Nikki Haley because she is whip smart, has executive credentials. She was a two-term governor of South Carolina and was a superb governor. That's what Judge Judy said in a statement released by Haley's campaign. I truly think she can restore America and believe she is the future of this great nation, the TV veteran said. Haley said she was honored to have the support of the 81-year-old Amazon Freevee, Judy Justice, presiding judge, dubbing Shenlin a no-nonsense lady. Shenley, Haley says, has earned the respect of millions of Americans from her courtroom by being thoughtful, fair, and honest. Shenlin is the face of the courtroom show Judge Judy for 25 years. And she says, I like somebody in Washington who's not divisive. Well, is it possible for someone to be not divisive in the current environment? That's one of the tests that that Nikki Haley seems to be striving to answer. There is also more about the ongoing battle in Congress and what is going to happen with pursuing impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden and against Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security. And today, with Hunter Biden making a surprise appearance before two congressional committees, he didn't really have a chance to answer any questions or to get any questions. You have things that were shouted at him and the shouting back and forth, which we played before. While Hunter's lawyer, Abby Lowell, was talking alongside him to the media in the halls of Congress, after he had stormed out of the hearing room, one reporter put an uncomfortable question to the son of the President of the United States. This is clip 14.
Despite this, Republicans
are you
sought to use. Could you please? I'll answer your question quiet and let me make the statement. What kind of crack do you normally smoke, Mr. Biden? Let me start again. Hunter Biden was and is a private citizen. What side does Republicans have sought to use him as a servant to attack his father?
What kind of crack do you use? Look, given the fact that he has led such a degraded life, and one of the details that has come out has to do with the literally more than $1 million he spent on drugs and booze and, well, professional ladies in the least wholesome sense. Speaker Mike Johnson had his own press conference, and he reacted to Hunter Biden appearing at his contempt of Congress hearing. Listen, this is clip one.
I just heard, too, we have a Hunter sighting today. Oh, boy. He's back, I think, to complain about being compelled to testify. But he's still in defiance of the subpoena, and that is the important and undeniable fact here. He's defying a lawful congressional subpoena. So I support the oversight and Judiciary Committee efforts to hold him in contempt. We have to do this. This is our role. It's our responsibility. We're not taking any pleasure in this. This is not political. We've been charged with that. Our committees are doing their job. You saw the Oversight Committee, Judiciary Committee, Ways and Means Committee, for a year now have been carefully, methodically investigating these incredible allegations against the Biden family. And we've had whistleblowers come forward from agencies, from the IRS and others, who have come forward and said, "This, there's a lot of smoke here, and it looks like there may be fire as well." And so the job of the Congress, under the impeachment power that's given to the House, specifically and exclusively, is to investigate these things where there are credible allegations of this kind of activity and to follow the truth where it leads. You've heard me say it over and over. That's what they're doing. That's the next step. And when someone defies a subpoena of Congress, there must be accountability. And that's why they're doing it. I don't know why Hunter's here. He wants another photo op, but he is not complying with that subpoena.
Okay. Again, they are arguing right now, and it seems astonishing. They are arguing over whether Hunter will answer questions in front of TV audiences in a live public hearings or whether he'll do so privately. And for reasons that I don't fully understand, because they would have nothing to lose from it, the Republicans in Congress, Jim Jordan, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, and Jamie Comer, who's chairman of the House Oversight Committee, they don't want him to testify publicly. Why would you not want him to? He's not going to look very good. I mean, there's no way that Hunter Biden's past and present really radiate confidence. The one thing that's fascinating about his appearance, his surprise appearance in front of the Congress earlier today, it's hard for me to believe that it was approved by his father or his father's campaign team or his father's White House team. It damages President Biden, who at least is trying to restart his own campaign and expecting that he will be challenging Donald Trump. But there are prominent Democrats, including that raging Cajun, James Carville, who think that Trump may not be the nominee after all. Here's what he had to say, clip 10.
What I'm going to do is take this opportunity to make a further fool of myself and predict that Trump will
underperform expectations in Iowa. I think the opposition, Mr. Vanderplatz, I don't know very little about Republican primary caucus voters in Iowa, but they seem to me to be pretty well organized and pretty committed. And it's going to be 0 degrees, and I'll just go out there and say I think he'll, I'm not saying he's going to lose, but he might not win by as much as expected.
Okay, and if he doesn't, then that sets up even a better situation for New Hampshire. We will be covering the Chris Christie announcement in all of its details. Also, we have a tweet of the day, which is actually a social truth social posting today, which represents one of the most ingenious efforts to use social media to argue for presidential immunity. And we will also be talking about the latest performance by Ron DeSantis, getting ready for his performance tonight, just a couple of hours from now, when he will be debating Nikki Haley. The one key thing that both Haley and DeSantis have to keep in mind when they go through this debate together with Jake Tapper and Dana Bash of CNN, when this debate goes on from Drake University, there is one rule that they should remember that will help them make the most of it. And one rule that we all have to remember is, look, conspiracy theories can drive you crazy. I mean, literally, destroy relationships, destroy your grip on reality. And there is a new conspiracy theory, I guess it was inevitable, about the postponement of the latest moon launch, which has now been moved to 2026. What is that conspiracy theory, and what does it have to do with other conspiracies that people have talked about for a while? We will get to all of that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Apparently you're afraid of my words.
Whoa!
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.